Callahan. Good morning, Coach Cal.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. A really impressive performance on the road as you win your conference opener 42-23 at Towson. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Well, I was really happy, you know, certainly to get the win, because I really felt our players deserved it. You know, we had some adversity to start. The game begins and we go down 10-0 right off the bat. And then there was a rain delay, which fortunately for us, it allowed us an opportunity to regroup a little bit. And then I think when we returned to the field to play after about half hour, 40 minutes, whatever it was, we were energized, we were focused. And from that point on, I thought we played fairly well. You know, and it may sound a bit cliche-ish, but this was truly a team effort where we had all three phases of our team contributing to the victory. You know, I think offensively, we ran the ball fairly well. You know, Jaden Sheridan ran for 145 yards, I believe it was. Marquez McCray, our quarterback, he was 21 of 30, threw for two touchdowns and almost 250 yards. We had a few missed opportunities on the day, but I think overall our offense – the defensive side, we had three forced turnovers. You know, Jake Brown at the linebacker position, who was honored as a defensive player of the week, played extremely well, as did Eddie Morales in the secondary. And I thought we did a really good job of getting off the field on third down. I think our defensive staff had a good plan in place. We were able to get off the field on third down, and we limited their time possession to about, I think it was 23 minutes total on the game. You know, and then in the kicking game, we came up with a key turnover on a fumbled punt in the fourth quarter that led directly to a score and allowed us to break the game open. So, you know, we're 1-0 in conference play as we move on to the next one here. So we're very happy with the results Saturday night.
Question from Steve Elston. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
You mentioned Jake Brown, player of the week, defensive player of the week. You know, two games, two sacks, an interception, a forced fumble. Just talk about how he has he kind of lived up to exactly what you thought when you brought him in here?
He has, Steve. You know, and he's a guy that he's really blended into the fabric of our team extremely well. It's like he's been here for 4 or 5 years already. He plays at a high level. He prepares at a high level, I think, which is just as important. And I think it's that preparation that allows him to play, you know, so effectively when he's on the field. He's got a great football mind. He understands what's going on out there. He's able to direct many of the other players in our front seven and let them know where they should be or what they should be doing. And he plays hard. Every single snap he's in the game, he's playing hard.
You know, after two games, are you starting to see what identity this team is going to have? And if so, what is that?
Well, I mean, we're starting to emerge. I don't think we're there yet, Steve. I think, you know, Saturday night was a game in which really all three phases kind of complemented each other. We all kind of played off one another and got energy from each other. You know, the defense coming up with the turnovers created short fields for the offense, which in turn was able to put the ball into the end zone and get some key scores. Our special teams, as I mentioned earlier, set up the offense in really good field position. By recovering the fumble on a punt. So, you know, we're really playing complementary football, and I think that's the type of team we're going to be, or maybe we'll need to be, in order to be successful.
And just home opener against Campbell. Thoughts on them, and I believe Williams, you guys, the quarterback you played 4 years ago in a Big South game.
We've seen him before. And I can tell you, he's as dynamic as we'll see all season. You know, he's a guy who does it all for him. I think he's completed 80% of his passes so far this year. And over the first two games with about 12 point yards per completion, he's accurate, he's confident, and he can hurt a defense in a number of ways, not just throwing the ball. But he's very elusive. He's a very effective runner when he picks his spots to pull it down and keep it. And he's very smart with the ball in his hand. He's a great operator back there. I think, you know, in the first two games, he's thrown, you know, 58 passes or somewhere around that, but he hasn't thrown an interception yet. So he's careful with it. And then I think offensively, you know, what complements him is an extremely large offensive line. They come in averaging 335 pounds, which will probably be the biggest line we'll see all year. They've got some long athletic receivers, and they play a number of guys at running back, but the number one guy is 6'2", 230 pounds. So they've got great size, and it's no wonder that they're nationally ranked in a number of categories. I mean, at points per game, they're in the top 10. Passing yards per game, they're in the top 10. Total yards per game, they're close to the top 10. You know, so they're doing it all on that side of the ball right now.
Perfect. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin, coming into the season, obviously improving on defense was high on your list of things to be able to have more success. To be able to hold Towson to 75 yards on the ground, which is what they like to do, 275 overall, and then you touched on all the turnovers in the fourth quarter. What do you feel like has been the biggest area of improvement from a year ago?
I think our front seven is really come along. I mean, we're playing 8 to 10 guys in the defensive line. Steve mentioned, Jake Brown, who's a newcomer at the linebacker position, who complements Remy Johnson and Ryan Moran. And the three of them have been very effective at the linebacker spots. And as I said, the depth up front in our defensive line. And on the back end, it's an experienced group. It's a group that has a lot of games under their belt. And so I think, they're playing as one unit now. They're playing together. And I think we're starting to emerge as a defense that I think can be counted on. I wouldn't say we're all the way there yet, but I think we're showing a tremendous amount of improvement.
You touched on the big day that Jaden had on with a lot of tough yards to get that 145. But Sone Anto, filling the kind of the role that Owen Wright did for you a year ago, has three rushing touchdowns, the two short ones. But then he also had a big one, 66 yards, when you were down 10-0. How big was that play? And then just talk about how he's been able to kind of fill a similar role that Owen had for you in the past.
Yeah, Sony's been very effective through two games as our short yardage back and the guy we're going to ask to get the tough yards. You mentioned the long touchdown run, the 66-yard play. That was actually a 4th-and-1 where we decided to go for it. We handed the ball to Sony, and he broke it and has the speed to pull away from the group. And then once we get down in tight, once we're in our goal line type offense, Sone's the guy we're going to give the ball to. He's a bit of a bigger back. He's 230 pounds. He can get the tough yards. He runs physical. But as he showed on that breakaway run, he's got pretty good speed as well. So, he's a guy that I think complements what Jaden gives us extremely well.
And along with the running, as you said, you guys were extremely balanced. And Asante Kearney with a couple of TDs and some really nice catches there in that game. Maybe talk about his game.
Well, Asante's really emerging as a top flight receiver for us. You've got Dymir Miller, who is a, preseason all-conference selection, who's really he has the speed and the ability to take the top off the coverage. And not that Asante doesn't. He's just our bigger receiver. He's got very strong hands. He's very physical. He has the ability, as he showed the other night, to make difficult catches in traffic.
You touched a little bit about Campbell. It's a program you're familiar with from the Big South days, but they're a team that's brought in a whole bunch of new players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. How do they look different than what you've seen in the past?
Well, as you said, Rob, they've assembled a much older, much a highly experienced group on the defensive side. They're very physical. They're athletic. I think 9 of the 11 starters are played at other schools previously. And through two games, they're giving up less than 21 points a game. So, I think they're playing very effective as well. And where they're really effective, just at least preliminary looking at them on video, is in the red zone. Teams get the ball in the red zone and they're giving up touchdowns less than 50% of the time. So that tells me that they're playing hard. They're very thorough in what they do. They present a lot of problems to a defense, and they've got to an offense, and they have some very talented players.
Before I let you go, you guys have been on the road for a couple of weeks. How nice is it going to be to be at home on Saturday?
It's going to be great to get home, man. We're expecting a very good crowd here on Saturday. We'll finally get back here to Kessler Field and get a chance to play in front of our home fans back in New Jersey, back here at the shore. And our guys are excited about it.
On my computer here.
All right. Kevin, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thanks.